The war in Ukraine is nearly 2 years in now since the Russian invasion, and some Americans with family ties to Ukraine say preserving the country's music is more important than ever. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee tells us why.
Maria Foyt was born in Ukraine and has a BA in piano from Odessa National Music Academy. She left her homeland after Russia attacked nearly 24 months ago and has been living in the Milwaukee area for about a year. She teaches music here. But Foyt still worries about many friends and relatives in Ukraine, and to honor her culture, Foyt occasionally plays the music of Ukrainian composers. That's the beginning of a waltz by Miroslav Skorik, who died in 2020 and was sometimes known as the People's Artist of Ukraine. Foyt says since the war started, she stepped up her interest in modern and longer-ago Ukrainian composers to better understand the strength of her country fighting against a much larger opponent.
Sometimes you don't know from where my nation take this power and this wisdom for everything, and then you back to the past, and it gives you the sense from the art.
Foyt has connected with several other Milwaukee musicians who were born in Ukraine or have ancestors who lived there, including Christia Nora, a mezzo-soprano who 20 years ago recorded a compact disc called Ukrainian Dreams. That's Nora performing Lullaby by Ukrainian composer Viktor Kosenko. Nora was born in the U.S. and teaches English in Milwaukee. But 80 years ago, one of her grandmothers was a radio and opera star in Ukraine. Nora has cousins and friends in her ancestral homeland and says performing Ukrainian music also helps her cope with the worry of war.
This is what Ukrainians do, especially in times of strife. We create music and we perform and we have concerts. My grandparents did it all through World War II, my great-grandmother through World War I. We organize, we bring ourselves together as a community, we share who we are with the rest of the world.
Recently, a dozen musicians with Ukrainian roots performed as duets or trios, or with local Ukrainian church choirs and dance groups at a benefit concert. It was organized to raise money for wounded Ukrainian soldiers in need of prosthetics. The selections included a traditional Ukrainian folk number called a kolomika, Irina Yanovska on guitar, Mikhail Litvin on mandolin, and the audience joined in. That sort of gem from Ukrainian culture is under threat from the Russian invasion, says Christia Nora, who also cites military attacks on art and history museums.
There have been so many attempts to destroy it entirely, and we take what survives and we celebrate it. We celebrate who we are.
As Ukraine remains under attack, the musicians hope to preserve what they say should be timeless. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Kornbach.